Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Real Spoilers, powered by ReviewSTL.com.
Warning, the following film discussion will ruin the ending of any movie you haven't seen. Example, Bruce Willis is dead at the end of The Sixth Sense. See how I ruined it for you? Just like that. Here are a few more.
Silent breed is people!
I am the father.
Get it?
Real Spoilers. You've been warned.
Broadcasting from the lush but not lavish studios located in the basement of the O'Keefe Institute for Advanced Film Snarkitude, this is Real Spoilers, episode 357, Black Panther Part 2. We now return you to our lengthy discussion already in progress.
In the climate that we're in now, right? We had that moron in Alabama. Is that where it was?
Roy Moore?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We had the Senate race, right?
Yeah.
So the black vote came out. And the dude lost.
Right.
Like that, it's amazing what happens when you get a community.
People show out.
And people show up.
Yeah.
And people, but you get something that people believe in.
Right.
And can get behind. And I think this movie is so smart because.
So what you're saying is Black Panther is the Roy Moore of superhero movies.
Kind of.
No. That's not what you're saying at all.
Who's the other guy? Who's the guy that won?
Isn't it funny we can't remember the name of the guy that won?
Yeah.
Whatever. We're really glad.
Black Panther is the other guy.
Right.
That's what this is, you know? But like. He's not a drug dealer, you know, he's not a banger.
Right.
Like he's a positive, strong.
He's a superhero.
Yeah. Exactly. And
not since Shaquille O'Neal and Steel.
No,
such
man.
A representation.
Is that what we're, okay. That's what we're going with. But I mean, like there, he's a positive.
I thought he's more in Shazam, more of a thing. But anyways, go on.
Like when the African-American community can get behind a solid,
profound like
superhero,
yeah,
you know, like, and the advantage is he wears a mask, so you can, a kid can put on that mask,
right?
And he's the Black Panther.
There's already, I mean, I saw a quick video on Facebook of like these two, you know, black kids and at a movie theater, and they're in front of the poster outside the theater, and he's like, I'm him. And like that kind of thing, you
right
know what I mean?
And that's, I think, beautiful. That's amazing. Like that's the thing that I love about comics and kind of the comic book community,
yeah,
is there's something for everybody. And I feel
and
like
again, Marvel's doing a hell of a job with that too.
Yes, and they have missed the boat a little bit in the movies.
Yeah.
And now I think we're back on track. Like we're going to get Captain Marvel next year, this year, next year.
This is your world.
Yeah.
No, but
you're
I think the Captain Marvel.
So we'll get. They don't. They're like, is it something to summer or something or like?
So Avengers is next, I think.
And then Ant-Man and Wasp. I can't imagine we get Captain Marvel too.
No. Okay. So Captain Marvel's next year.
Yeah.
2019.
So I guess Ant-Man and Wasp is the first of Phase 4.
I would, yeah, I think so. No, yeah, maybe.
I mean, if it comes out after Avengers,
yeah, I guess that's true.
3,
but so that's like, I think the box office return shows that, right? Like if you can get them, if you can get folks to come out, and it's a good movie and it's a positive movie, because there's nothing negative about this movie.
No,
like everybody in it has, like even the villain. Like his motives make sense,
right?
He's the villain that isn't just mustache twirling.
Right.
He thinks he's doing the right thing.
I love when villains like it's just the flip side of a coin. You know what I mean? Like it's
based off of background.
T'Challa could be Killmonger,
right,
if the roles were reversed,
and he's,
and it'll be understandable,
and he's making a point because the movie says it. I found it very fascinating, like the debate this movie was kind of having with itself about imperialism, right? Because there's this one aspect of Wakanda that's like, we need to keep this to ourselves because
F everybody
are
else.
You like, watching these whack jobs out there?
We've seen what they do. We don't want any part of it.
Right.
And there's this other part of Wakanda that says, we need to go out and help people.
Well, our people are struggling. Like,
and
why
that's
are we
where
back?
Right. Lupita's character, she actually is, you know, coming to him somewhat with that.
Yeah.
Like, actually mentioned some
and,
of that.
And Killmonger is just kind of like, no, we're ending this.
Yeah.
Like, this is ridiculous.
And well, then he's mad. He's like, you have ways to help people, and you're not doing it.
Well, he's also mad because we're hour 15 of this thing. His dad was murdered,
right?
Yeah,
you know, by the king of,
and he's
king
also
of Wakanda.
A bit of a result from that too,
right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah,
well, I think what this movie does really well too is that it makes a statement. I mean, obviously, you know, they are making a statement on the state of
the world,
racism. I mean, they're making all sorts of statements, but it's not heavy-handed. Like,
right.
This movie does such a good job of delivering a message without forcing it down your throat, mm-hmm. and it's got this great superhero. You know,
right.
aesthetic on it, and it's a badass movie, but they're also driving home a really good message, and you see a lot of it also with the debate, like, that comes up with the king, and you're talking about, so, you know, we find out in that flashback later on that it was really the king that killed
his brother,
because the brother was going to kill Forrest Whitaker's character, and he basically, you know, put the claw into his chest.
You forced my hand,
yeah,
like, basically.
And he didn't want to face, you know, he was going to be probably put in jail for life or whatever, and so he was just like, I'm not going to do that. And yeah, he ends
left
up
him.
Yeah, and so and that's the crazy thing too, though. The even crazier part is that he left his nephew back in Compton when he
Oakland.
He left him in Oakland when he was going back to Wakanda. Like, they could have taken the kid. You know, he
so
killed his brother
about
and
the
left
kid?
The kid.
That's the thing is, like, I felt like they never knew about the kid. But I guess he probably did if there's a spy.
Yeah, I think they knew because the king.
Yeah, that's
the,
you know what I mean.
The king does talk later on with T'Challa when they have their Lion King moment. You know, like
two of them.
Yeah. Did anyone else think Lion King when they watched
I
this
did,
growing
yeah,
up?
But
in
it was just like that one song they kept playing sounded yeah. like the opening.
But then, you know, his dad's dead, but he's talking to him. They look up at the stars. I mean, like, it was like very, you know, but not a bad thing. But, you know, it was like, oh, I kept getting reminded of that.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, the king said that he needed to. Why'd he cover it up? Because he
felt like it was his greatest failure.
Yeah. Oh, he needed to cover up that he killed his brother.
Right.
And,
he and said,
if you bring this kid,
like, why? Where's he coming from?
Yeah. So he dug into this lie, and then I love the conflict between.
But would it have been the right thing to bring the kid? Like, because the kid has never lived in Wakanda.
Yeah, but he would have been a prince.
Okay, but. You're still pulling. See, this is where, but this that's where it starts to get murky, right?
Then like, you, it's do like you pull him away from his mother.
You're pulling him away from his mother. You're pulling him away from the only country he's ever known. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah,
I
mean, the mother's
just
around.
Because,
so,
you don't
but
know
here's
the
thing:
around.
Is
I was going to say
he's
yeah,
with the dad, and he's while well, he's up pulling heists. I mean, I'm just thinking
the line
maybe,
at the end of the movie that I thought was the most poignant, and we'll just do it now.
Sure.
Is he says, "I'd rather." He's like, all of those people that jumped off the boats
who
would rather have died than live in chains.
Yeah. That's
like,
another
I'm
statement.
Not,
yeah.
I'm not going to live in chains. Yeah. And then we'll get into what happens from there. Yeah. But like that line to me, like I felt like he would have if
like
he goes to
he
Wakanda. Right. If he goes to Wakanda as a kid, he's living in chains. Like he is this child of a man who betrayed Wakanda. You know,
and that's what he knows.
That's you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, but he wouldn't have had to have been treated like the kid had nothing to do with.
I mean,
that.
Roughly, like if you could assume, like how old was he then? Like maybe,
I will say eight.
Yeah, eight or nine.
Eight or nine.
Young,
something.
Yeah. Ten, something. Yeah.
Young enough
to actually understand the concept of
correct of what had happened.
Well, right, he clearly was mad about it, regardless of what was right or wrong, and that is the debate. Michael B. Jordan is pissed because his uncle, the king, left him to live on the streets after killing his brother when he would have had access to all, you know, royal whatever. You know, I mean, he was a prince.
Yeah.
He was. I mean,
no,
you know,
true.
His dad
not,
was a prince. He was a prince. You know, he's royal blood. So that's what creates. So T'Chaka actually created Killmonger, who's the villain, and we come to find out. So, you know, earlier we skipped over it, but like there's a little scene in a museum.
Yeah,
I was gonna get to that, but it's where he like it's funny to see we talk about the mirror images of each other. You've got T'Challa, who is this well spoken king, and like he's very regal in the way that he speaks, And then you've got the flip side of Michael B. Jordan, who was doing the Michael B. Jordan thing, and he's
also where he grew up.
Amazing.
This is
oh
the
yeah, like he's
result
he's
of him
the,
growing up.
He's
in
the Western. Yeah. He's the Western version of Black Panther, right? Like he didn't grow up in Wakanda. That's what I mean, though. Like he grew up in. He grew up.
Don't worry, I'm gonna take that off your hands. I love his interaction with her. You know, is like it's actually from Wakanda, but don't you know?
Yeah,
that's the thing. It's like the museum is in like is it London or something or maybe the lady was just.
I think I felt like it was in either New York or
somewhere like that.
Fancy art history museum.
But this like lady comes in and you know she's trying to tell him all this stuff about you know there's different artifacts and all that kind of thing.
And she's right for the most part.
Yeah,
and
but then like yeah,
but she get says to the, that this, get to the this
and she has a cup of coffee as well.
Yeah.
Right.
She's she this pickaxe and she says it's from some place in London or whatever. He's like that's where you got it wrong. It's Wakanda. They stole it. And then he says, "I'm going to take it off your hands."
He's like, "Don't worry about it. It's all good."
And it's not for sale. And he's like, "Well, how do you think you guys got it? You know, like you know." And again,
he's
that's
great.
This is another statement, though, that the director is. You know,
I liked how too. While she wasn't correct, she wasn't wrong. Like she
got her facts right, but they just weren't all the right facts.
It wasn't all there.
It was just there was no way she could know the true history of the artifact, right? And so it wasn't that even that she was dumb. It was just that you know that. He knew things she didn't, and there was no way
she
could
have
known.
Well, he was getting preached with the history that was taught to her that's supposed to be the norm.
Right.
But
he's just like, nah.
Yeah,
but
he's like nah, let me actually tell you.
Yeah. I do like when he goes to the mask, he's like, yeah, I'm taking that. So that mask is in the comics.
I figured
like,
that was
Killmonger wears that mask in the priest run.
Yeah.
He wears that mask.
Gotcha.
But it's cool, though, how, again, just going back to the point like that Ryan Coogler's making the statement, and this is the villain thinking he's doing the right thing again, where he's just like, how do you think they got this? You think they bought it? No, they killed people and stole it.
It's funny how many things that, like, get harder and harder to watch that you question as you get older.
Like
so
Indiana Jones?
Indiana Jones, right? Like, you watch it, you're like, it belongs in a museum, and it's like, not yours to touch.
Maybe not.
Maybe in a museum like, in their country.
Country,
right,
yeah.
But not in ours.
Take your colonizing hands off that.
Right.
See, he's the villain.
Is kind of the villain in those movies. Like, he's always mucking stuff up.
Go back and watch an episode of MASH and second guess some of the things Hawkeye does.
Yep, that's true.
You know,
it's interesting to look at that with 2018 eyes.
I did just watch.
What was the last one? Not King of Crystal Skull, Last Crusade.
Yeah.
Connery.
Yeah, like don't
that's
touch,
a fun movie.
Don't touch that. Don't what are you doing? No. Yeah, that's the kid movie. That's the kid version of the Indiana Jones. Like one and two are different movies than three.
Yeah.
So we know that we've got this villain in the background, which is going on with while he's becoming king. So he really just stays in the background, but it's cool because you're like, what's he gonna do?
Well, we find out that he's working with Claw.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because they're all in the museum.
Well, he stole that vibranium axe for Claw to go sell, who we find out he's actually going to be selling it to the FBI. That's where Martin Freeman
and
comes
I wonder if they're turning. So I'm a firm believer that Nick Fury is going to die in the next Avengers. Steve Rogers is going to take over as the Nick Fury character. Now I'm wondering if Martin Freeman is taking
over. If they're setting him up to be head of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Because I find it interesting that they didn't use Nick Fury in this scene. Like, of all the characters they've got.
Absolutely.
They've got the black dude who is the head of S.H.I.E.L.D. who is like, you would think he would. But
like
I guess
he could go undercover probably a little easier.
But
than,
could he? Like, he's Nick Fury. Like,
I know.
I feel like
what I meant
is
that, like, you know, Martin Freeman, I think, kind of stands out. Like,
you mean as the only white guy in that entire thing?
Not for that, but like, he doesn't really look like someone that's buying like illegal goods. Like, he looks very clean. I don't know, just something about it. Maybe it's a bias because I know him, but I'm just saying though that I feel like Samuel Jackson could play someone making a deal more than like, you know, Martin Freeman looks like he's a fed.
I just
right?
found that interesting that this was not Nick Fury in this.
Sure,
scene.
Sure, yeah. I think a lot of people were like, oh, I wish they would have used Nick Fury.
Right,
I mean, where's he been?
So they've got. Was he not in three? He wasn't in three, was he?
Mm-mm.
So he's last time we saw him was in Cap 2?
I guess. He made, what was he? Yeah, I think so.
All right. So we find out that they know where Claw is. They know where this sale is going to go down. We know that the buddy from the other tribe, Daniel
Galea,
he's just like, like bring him to us. Like,
well,
either,
and you learn that he
Claw killed his father,
right?
And so he also
did he kill the father in the when do we see that?
Well, no, he told us.
Yeah, he says that. That's the reason why he wants to bring him back, dead or alive.
Because
this is like one of the first tasks that
as king
that he's like you know hit with. And
right, he's just like,
this is really.
And some of the leaders are like, we don't need a warrior, we need a leader.
Yeah,
and then he's like,
that's like I feel like some of the older leaders are kind of saying that.
Right? Yeah, and then you know you've got Daniel Kaluuya that wants vengeance, and you know, and he says, okay,
he's like, I will bring him here. Yeah. To stand trial. He's like, if I have to kill him, I'll kill him. But my goal is to bring him here and stand trial. So they know this deal is going down.
Oh, and
in
we didn't
South
talk
Korea.
About the initiation, which is just totally cool.
Yeah, so we brushed over that
when we were talking about
all of the tribes. All of the tribes can offer up a challenger to the would-be king.
And there's four that live in the city of Wakanda.
And they're
four
all
of these tribes
like,
are.
Nah. We're
good. And then all of a sudden, we get these barking
the gorillas.
Yeah,
like, that's the, I mean, M'Baku, like the he's wearing a gorilla mask, and he's like, you people have led this for too long. We're sick of being up in the mountains.
And the technology.
That shot of them coming in is pretty good,
yeah,
too.
Pretty
where
cool.
you got it from the cave and it's zooming in.
And they
come
out of the darkness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he also, and he also says, like, you've forsaken our rituals and our culture for technology. And
right.
You're a kid running the technology, you know, and he has some heated words and eventually, you know,
basically challenges
him. Like, I accept your challenge. I love how he cuts him off in the middle. Not being rude, but. You know, he's
still going,
yeah. And T'Challa says, I accept your challenge.
It's the old Denzel Washington in Magnificent Seven, where Skarsgård's starting to do a little monologue, and Washington's just like, I don't want to hear it. Like, I'm good.
Yeah, so I mean, they have
a good fight. It was a good little fight.
And the black, and for this ritual, when a king is crowned, he to be challenged, obviously you can't have people without powers fighting him, so they drain the power of the Black Panther,
right.
So he drinks something that Forrest Whitaker gives him.
Yeah, you find out, I think it's derived from
the plant.
Like, plant that they have. And,
and so he's drained, so he's a human. He still could be a badass martial artist. He's a good fighter, as we see, but he doesn't have
but
that
it's
strength.
All fear.
Yeah.
So you've got this huge guy challenging
this massive
him.
Dude.
Yeah. That's a good fight.
M'Baku
but,
is that guy's name.
He eventually,
puts him in a chokehold.
Yeah.
And makes him tap out.
Tap out.
That was a UFC move, right?
It was.
It looks
absolutely.
Like UFC.
It was.
And he tapped.
Yeah.
It was like,
he's like, oh, all right, fine.
But it's cool, though, because, see, it's, and Forrest Whitaker says that the way that you win is that you either kill the other guy or they forfeit.
They forfeit.
Right? And so it's cool. Like T'Challa doesn't want to kill anybody, especially not people that are a part of the tribes of Wakanda.
What about
and
Zod? Would he kill Zod?
He's
not Superman.
This is not DC, so no, he would not.
Okay.
So,
General.
when M'Baku is about to, or before he taps out,
it's
he's
weird,
like, I don't want to kill you. Your tribe needs you.
Like,
and he looks up at the
chance.
Tribe. The tribe's just looking at him. He's like, they need a leader. And so he does tap, which is cool. And then also builds a respect between these characters.
Right.
Which comes into play later. Yeah.
So we've got Michael B. Jordan and Claw, and they're at this casino in South Korea.
He's not Michael B. Jordan. Not
I'm sorry, but we've got like
Claw
they're going
Claw
they're
and his crew,
his rap crew or whatever.
Isn't that, that's you get introduced to Mike or Martin Freeman.
Martin Freeman here.
Yeah.
But remember, it's the their crew. They've got an album coming out. They
Yeah,
he's got his whole crew, and
And again, I forget her name? Lupita Nyong'o's character in it. Because she had like ties in Korea and such.
Is that
correct?
Nakia?
Yeah, Nakia. And she's speaking to one of them and one of the
like fish lady.
Yeah. She's like, you know, last time you were here, there was some problems and this and this. It's like, you know.
I like the way T'Challa's just like, what happened? She's like,
we talk about
a misunderstanding. It's fine.
Yeah.
No big deal. But yeah, like they
go through metal detectors and stuff, and
No, they don't. Of course, they don't set anything off, which is kind of.
But then
the next guys come through, and they're
when
just
Claw
like,
and his boys,
ding ding.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, this may be one of my favorite. Like as far as being entertained, this may be one of my favorite Andy Serkis performances.
We don't
I
get him
so,
as Andy Serkis.
No,
very
he's
often.
Usually a emotion capture type
right.
guy. But like, and I mean, I know he's had roles in The Prestige and Little Things, whatever. But like. As far as him playing it up and playing Claw, I just love the emotion that he puts in it. His like joking, but also like ruthless killer type.
Yeah.
Like I think he does. I just really love.
He was
character.
My least favorite part of the movie.
I thought
he was a little
over the top.
Yeah, it was little... he did play it big, but I still really enjoyed.
Don't worry.
He was a
But he was okay when he went away.
But he was also he was also kind of a stupid killer that like has a rap group and like I just think like. He was perfect for this character they created.
I feel like the character is completely different from Age of Ultron.
Well, yeah, and we didn't get, I mean, you don't see too much
but
of him.
But you see enough
that,
of him, and I felt like it was just like a complete 180 for the character.
I enjoyed it. It was, I totally agree it was a little big, but I don't know. I think one of the most fun things I've ever seen Andy Serkis do.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's pretty fun.
So, big fight goes down in the casino.
Awesome.
Good, you know, you've got all of your three characters are fighting. Yeah.
I love how Michonne has a spear that somehow, because of their technology, she smuggles it in, no detectors go off, but she also, it just like extends and is bad.
Yeah.
And she has some great fight scenes. Like she goes over a railing down.
She's also, when they come in, she's wearing a wig. Yeah. She's way like
wait
distracted with.
Yeah,
and
she
and that comes
as a
in
weapon.
Handy afterwards. I thought that was pretty sweet.
Good, yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool scenes. I mean, yeah, she jumps off a balcony with a spear into someone, and then you know you don't see the violence, the blood, but she pulls it out of the guy.
Yeah,
you know,
you know
what's like up. Man,
yeah.
They are,
like I said, it's they take the PG-13 and they push it just enough.
Yeah,
like just
now,
enough to.
Yeah, someone was asking online, you know, they said, oh, should I take my like young kids this? Like, this is a violent movie, right? And not gory, but like there's
it
killing.
Well,
I
don't get though. 18 movies in, you don't know what the threshold is on
right,
Marvel movies.
Right.
Sure. Yeah. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Like that's.
But like, I'm just like, no, I wouldn't take like a six. I mean, it's violent for like a young kid, you know.
Whenever anybody asks me like, should I take my kids to see this movie? My first question is always, is your kid a?
They are? Then
yeah,
no.
Then no.
I just see the Stark Enterprises right. Like from the first one. Beep, beep, beep. Like, oh, this is nice. He's going to live.
Yeah, so it goes bad. There's a big fight in the casino, and then there's a huge chase sequence where there's like four. They do the Michael Bay thing where there's four black like Escalades. And they are.
And this is Claw's crew.
The Claw's crew, and they split up. So they've got two guards.
I never play their mix though. Maybe on the like the special features. I want to hear their mix that he was going to give Martin Freeman.
Maybe that's in the score.
Yeah,
it is.
I'll go back and listen to the hidden track.
Yeah, let me know. Yeah,
Black Panther.
Is that still a thing? Do they still do that? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they...
Yeah, they're chasing after Claw's crew.
Right,
or, well, so, yeah.
Kind of a Civil War type, like, car chase, you know, Black Panther on top of the car, which is really cool.
Well, Black being driven by Chiri back
yeah,
in
remotely,
Wakanda.
Which is cool, because she's on standby, and she's really excited. They're
right.
Like, you're on standby if we need you. And then she's like, oh, yes, she's so excited. You know, I love that. I mean, that actress does such a good job. And, she goes into the virtual car and is driving him around while he's on the top. And so he's, like, jumping onto other vehicles, and Again, I mean, yeah, you know it's CG. It has to be to make a movie like this, but there was some cool stuff.
Well, and I know we talked about the suits and stuff for a little minute there, but at this point, are we already... We already know that, yeah, it's like bulletproof. And
yeah,
like,
yeah.
He's got
the purple inside of it.
And another kind of comic relief moment in there, too, is when she's like, oh, yeah, go ahead and test it out. And he, like, kicks it one time, hurls it, like, all across the hall or something.
Why did
like,
you kick it so hard?
Yeah, and he's like, okay, fine. And then she's like, okay, we'll go ahead and do it again. And she starts recording.
Yeah,
and cool. Then this time, he gets deflected back.
Research.
I do like yeah, where he's like, why are you recording this?
Yeah.
All the moments between them were just great. They're
yeah,
really
that was good.
Fun.
I like
they
that
were,
a lot.
And then he's just like, delete that footage.
Yep. But, yeah, and then it cuts. It's just a hard cut. Delete that footage, cut. Like, it was great.
But yeah, you get to know what kind of like the suit and all the different features and stuff
so,
like that. And they're shooting at him.
So this is the new suit. So the old suit, I think he had to wear like under the
Superman
style.
Had to put on.
Style.
Yeah.
Like
a suit.
This
yeah.
one is kind of more like the Iron Man armor that I think we're going to see in Avengers 3. Where it's inside the chain that he wears.
Oh,
doesn't so Spider-Man have the same?
So it all like
it all comes out.
Flex.
Yeah, right, right, right.
Isn't that what the new Spider-Man?
The Iron
tech
Spider.
Is?
I don't know yet.
But yeah. What does he give him? The upgraded suit. Oh, that one forms to him. But maybe we were thinking in the next movie. But
the Iron Spider suit and I think probably the Iron Man suit are going to be
something that's going to come out of
it's going to
materialize.
I would guess
if they have this tech in this one, they're probably going to do something different.
Yeah, I would. And that's the thing is like the Iron Man suit has always been different. Like every time we see it, it's been different.
Well, and there's so many different versions of the Mark armor. You know,
yeah, this is like Mark. I think
Mark
even,
3000.
Well, they even said that he destroyed all of them in Iron Man 3.
Don't get me started on the house party protocol.
That was great.
But it would have been great if he used it at the beginning of the movie when he was being attacked since he knew he had house party protocol.
I don't think it wasn't done yet.
So he made it on the road?
Yeah. It's a road movie.
Yeah.
So it's in beta.
Yeah, right.
So the cool thing is, though, that this outfit is all stored in the teeth. You know,
yeah,
so
he's
the
got,
Panther
he's wearing
necklace.
Like a chain all the time.
And I like how he doesn't take the gold one. The gold one looks really cool and like, you know, culturally, you know, is really neat design wise, but he's like, I'm not trying to draw attention. So the other one's very thin, just
it's a thin with like very thin silver teeth, like around the base of his chest.
So the gold one, the gold teeth is the one that Killmonger gets, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Just made, I mean, yeah, I took it as that was what right. We're, okay.
So they capture Claw, they bring him back, and they're trying, like,
FBI has him and
CIA.
Oh, I thought he was FBI.
CIA.
Oh. So T'Challa wants to keep his promise, bring him back to stand trial or whatnot in Wakanda.
Right.
And Martin Freeman's like, I can't
He's
let
ours.
You.
Like, I can't let you take him. So Martin Freeman goes in first. He's like, let me talk to him first, and then we'll go from there. Mm-hmm. And he kind of, he gives him the runaround. He doesn't really give him any real information.
Oh, also, he plants a T'Challa plants a kind of like a listening device.
Puts his hand on his shoulder. He's like, "Yeah, man, you go do your thing."
And another piece of comic relief too is funny is when like Martin Freeman like jokingly kind of like hits
he's like,
hits him.
Yeah, we're
and forget her name, the guard.
Oh, Michonne.
Yeah. She's basically like she's speaking to T'Challa in their language. She's like, if he hits you one more time, I am
going to
open
I'm
up a can
of
whoop
him
ass.
On his chest.
Right? But yeah, like,
and he's just like, nah, it's all good. Like, it's fine.
But he kind of like, he taps Martin Freeman's back, just kind of like,
I like that Martin Freeman's like, see, that's respect. And he was really planted
great. So he goes, and he's getting this information, but it's not, I'm trying to think if it was anything.
I don't know. He gives him some info, but he walks back out, and then
here comes Michael B. Jordan, and
this is where Lupita Nyong'o comes in, and she was watching security footage,
right?
And she sees
something was tapped. Well, in the museum, you get the first glimpse of that because Michael B. Jordan's character, like his gal, and it like she's kind of in on the whole plan too, and she kind of like. Like gets in with like the camera action.
Right.
She kind of like plants a fake. Yeah.
It's
video
it's the it's that stereotypical loop of the earlier in the day's recording. They took the security footage and looped it from.
And
something
she senses that and she knows something's
she's
coming.
Like, something's up. She goes, "Where is that wall?"
Yeah,
and they're just like, "Oh, it's right."
Well, she
down
sees
there.
Him though. This wasn't even a loop though. Like she sees. You can see Michael B. Jordan walking to the back. Like, I saw the guys.
I thought they looped it.
No, I saw the guys on the sidewalk. It wasn't.
So you do see it.
You
didn't
see it.
I didn't see it.
You see him walking from the van, and they go across the screen. And she's like,
something's
to the
up.
Wall.
Oh, that's right, because she sees the van drive in front of the building like three times,
and she's like,
"Man, that's shady."
And then they're walking towards. Where's that
and
wall?
And as soon as she comes in,
they pretty
blow
much, a hole in the wall, and
they bust out Claw. Michael B. Jordan, you see him in the cool mask.
Yep.
He's shooting at him like
Martin Freeman gets hit.
Yeah,
he gets shot. He shot in the back.
Yeah, I think it was in the back.
I thought they shoved in. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I think it was in the back.
Because
when
he jumps
up,
in, he jumps
like,
in front of. He jumps in front of.
Okay.
Lupita Nyong'o.
Gotcha.
So,
but it hits. Okay, because it hits the spinal.
Right.
Yeah.
Because
they got that whole diagram.
Yeah.
And so, and they're like, and then T'Challa's like, we have to save him.
We got to bring him.
Or
back.
Or does Lupita Nyong'o? Because she's like,
they
saved my life.
They both agree that like we can't leave.
To stabilize him, they take one of those beads from their bracelet. They all have these beads on, and it is able to. I mean, it's advanced enough to.
Stop whatever was going on in there from killing him.
Yeah.
So they get him back to Wakanda, and this is where he has to sit down with
Daniel Kaluuya.
Kaluuya, where he's just like, look, man, we had him, but he got away.
And this is where Daniel Kaluuya starts to get,
trust starts to get lost.
Because it's like,
you should
also
say that Michonne and Daniel Kaluuya are a couple.
Yeah.
Like, they're a thing, So that will come into play later.
My king, my love.
Yeah, right. So I do like the line that Shiri gives here where she's like, yep, another broken white boy. I fixed one before. So like,
I get it now that I've seen the after credits.
Like,
but at first I'm like, I mean, everyone laughed, but I'm like, because I thought it was just kind of a generic funny comment.
I did too.
Because
I didn't think about that.
What is that a reference to? I just thought, okay, another whatever. And so laughed and I doubt anybody knew what she was talking about, but everyone laughed, right? Because it just seemed kind of like how we misunderstood. The sandals.
Right.
It just was like a funny, but
that's
like,
exactly what
we're going to see who
about.
This other. Yeah.
Right. And if you've seen Civil War, which I'm sure all of you have, you know what I'm talking about. so this is where, Killmonger, so we've said that Marvel has a villain problem where they can't keep villains around. And again, we run into that in this one too.
Yeah.
So Michael B. Jordan, they're getting ready to go. It's Claw, Michael, Killmonger, and
his
girlfriend, and this other guy.
Oh yeah.
And Killmonger turns on everybody and kills even Claw. Like, he kills Claw.
That I did not expect.
I'm
okay with it.
So, but it was kind of shocking.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that Claw was going to, like, obviously Killmonger is your main villain, but I thought
but
that
Claw's
we would
a big
see,
enough villain where, I mean,
he's really
just,
not though. Like, well, in the comic books, he shows up everyone. Like, I can't tell you the last time
though,
I saw
in comics,
Claw
you
in the
don't
comics.
You don't kill villains.
I
That's
agree.
The thing. I don't care if he's big or small. He's a character. Now, they may, this is a big cinematic universe, and if you've seen that picture for their 10-year anniversary or whatever, you see how many actors are involved. Like, I get that they don't need every single one in the movies, and eventually they'll probably reboot or whatnot, but still, the idea of killing off any kind of a, like, a
known
villain.
But they killed all of them. They've killed every villain from every movie.
They've killed
with
them
the
all?
Exception. Well, okay, who was the villain in Iron Man? Jeff Daniels. Jeff Daniels.
Bridges
dead. Who was the villain in Hulk?
Oh,
I haven't seen that.
Oh, but Dagan. I mean, it was the Abomination.
Yeah,
killed him.
Yeah.
Iron Man 2 was
Rockwell.
No, was Rockwell and Mickey Rourke.
Yeah, oh,
pretty
yeah,
sure
yeah.
they killed
so,
Mickey
did
Rourke.
Did they kill him? Jeez.
I don't remember.
I think so.
If Iron not, Man... they're not bringing Mickey Rourke back.
No. I mean, Thor, they didn't kill Loki. Okay, yeah. I'll give you that one. Yeah. That's a given.
They didn't kill Michael Keaton.
They didn't kill Michael yeah. Keaton like that. But, I mean, they've killed the Red Skull. They've killed...
Did they kill Red Skull?
I can't
think
remember.
So. It's been a long time. I thought that we always thought that somehow he was going to come back.
That, maybe it was done like you never see it.
Yeah,
body,
exactly. I'm fine with them doing like you don't see it and then they can do
but
the
they've
comic
killed,
book.
They, but like in all yeah. 18 of these.
Didn't kill Daniel Brühl.
That's true. The Captain America villains apparently can stick around.
Yeah.
Like everybody else.
Yeah.
But Michael Keaton and then yeah. they kill Claw here. And I'm just going to spoil it. They kill Killmonger. Like and that like it's
that
a shame.
Was a good.
It was perfect. It was a perfect death. It's a shame because I think I would have. There are other roles for Michael B. Jordan in this universe that we would have seen more of him.
Well, now he can be the Human Torch again.
That's never gonna happen.
Why you gotta be mean to him?
Yeah. I'm telling you, Zac Efron
breaking all those hopes and dreams
is yeah. your Johnny Storm.
Interesting.
Zac
so anyway, he kills Claw and he brings him to Daniel Kaluuya and he's like, "See, I delivered."
Right.
You've got you know he basically knows like your king couldn't keep capture this guy. I killed him. So they
well,
bring him.
Like,
and
they're like,
"Who
are
you?"
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they don't know.
Yep.
Right. Nobody yes. knows. And he's this forgotten.
He's never
of
been to Wakanda. Before.
Right.
Yeah. So they bring him to the king.
Right.
And then he just starts talking crazy stuff like.
Well, he's kind of. Is it crazy?
No, but I mean, to the, like, he's like, I want a challenge, and
well, also let's talk about too how I forget Forrest Whitaker's character's in it. He tells
something was
Zuri.
Yeah, he tells
not Zuri.
No, it's Zuri. I was
Zuri,
like,
yeah.
not,
yeah, yeah.
not Obi-Wan Kenobi.
No,
yeah.
no. he tells T'Challa what happened that night.
That's true.
Yeah.
yeah I
now he knows. Yeah, Black T'Challa knows.
T'Challa, and he's kept
everyone
it a secret.
Else doesn't.
Right. We yeah. should say we kind of glossed over the quote unquote Lion King.
Moment
scene and I like that's a tear jerking scene because he's just like I'm fine with being king like I'm not worried about that he's like I'm not ready to be without you and so you are able to feel the loss
love tonight
that, you know I that's kind of where my head went and I was like I have to change this word because I'm gonna start
it's a good scene
it's a wonderful scene
and like. I just like that when he's like you're a king kings don't kneel
well it's not like, that it's, like that scene that part is but he's just like, I don't care. Like being king, I've been being prepared to be king my entire life. I was not prepared to do this without you.
Yeah.
And I was just
and
like,
does
God
he,
dang.
Doesn't
like,
he ask him? He's like, how did, like, what did you do? Like, what, how
yeah.
did you do this?
And he's just like,
yeah,
you'll figure it out.
Yeah.
And then dad's like, I don't know if
the,
you know how
the,
kings work,
in
but
the
you
most,
usually
in
become
the most
king when you're
dad,
without the law.
Like dad thing ever. He's like, I don't know.
You'll
be
know.
Fine.
You'll figure it out yeah. yourself.
He's like, what? Thanks for the advice, jerk.
I've been told that for 27 years of my life. Thanks, dad. It's done me
my dad listens to this, so I'm just going
to
keep my mouth shut.
Yeah. My dad doesn't listen to
So this is where he says, ask me who I am, and no one wants to ask, but then the lip plate
guy. I don't
think
he says anything, but all of a sudden he starts.
No, but I think the lip plate guy says, who are you?
Like, yeah. Just like, okay. And then he starts speaking
Wakanda.
And
then he says, you know, he's like, I am the prince.
Well, Sherry, doesn't she say something? It's like his real government, or not government name, but like his...
He does have a different, like it's Eric...
Because we find out that like
oh,
he
right.
fought in
so
the
he,
war.
So he is he's
Eric
like
Stevens.
A, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
But he's a
not
war
not quite
hero,
princess.
Kind of. Right, yeah, right. But he kind of, we
he's
find
a military
out
guy
he's a military
just
guy
killing people
yeah.
left
and
right.
He just doesn't care. And I do
that's
like
why
this
they nicknamed him Warmonger.
Killmonger.
Yeah. Sorry.
He takes his shirt off and he's got every single one of these scars is a life I took.
Yeah.
And I was just like, dang.
Yeah. That's the big reveal because it's like you see him all dressed like pretty heavily.
He's usually wearing like longer sleeves.
Well, and you see the scars like at first and they're on his forearm and there's a ton of them. Then later he takes off his shirt and it's
covered.
Like all over
his
chest.
He's like Zazz.
Yeah.
Well, when he kills Claw, doesn't he say something like along the lines like, oh, psh, that's nothing?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, was it like that or is it like it's just another mark?
Yeah.
He says something like that. He's just like, yeah, man, whatever.
Well, no, he says to him, look, and he shows him, that's when he shows him the arm. He says, each one of these is a kill.
Right.
And then later on, we see this like, whole body.
Takes his shirt off
and doing a challenge.
It is like
also another
he's
line.
Built
that,
like Creed, but.
Oh, you know? God, yes. Another line that just making us guys look.
I know.
Yeah. It's like, all I keep seeing on my timeline is, whoo, Michael B. Jordan.
Did you have the audience reactions?
Yes.
Even with those little dots or it's scars.
God, it's a movie.
But, guess what? He doesn't look like that all the time.
Yes. But it was, whoo.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the place erupted. Yeah. But anyway, back to this part. So he says who he is. And he says, I am the prince. And they're all like, is this true? What is this? And
also, I love real quick that line of, hey, auntie. Yeah. When he talks to Angela Bassett, it was
such
my theater was
it was such a line, but it was perfect.
Daniel Kaluuya is the one that answers because none of them believe it. He goes, it is true. And he shows him the ring, and it's the uncle's ring. Mm-hmm. And he says,
because how else would he get it?
Yeah, I want a challenge.
Well, that's how T'Challa gets the story is like he fights. He sees Killmonger, and for the brief second, he sees the ring around. And he goes to Zuri, and he was like, what the is going on? Like, why does he have that? And this is where we find out that Zuri was with Killmonger's dad. Like, Zuri was the dude that was the spy spying on the spy. Like, that's right. So
and that's where his father for dead.
Right.
Yeah, that's where I guess we find out that Michael B. Jordan is the kid, right? Is that the first time?
That's
so
the
we
first
see him looking
time we
up
find
playing
out
basketball
that he's the kid.
And it's like, oh, that's him. Yeah. He created him.
Right. So he starts hinting around the challenge, and without like T'Challa is like, yeah, like done. I accept. Like, let's just do it.
It's his blood, right?
It's his right. So they take away the powers of the Black Panther, and Michael B. Jordan destroys him.
Yeah,
like so. That's
is this your king?
Yeah,
yeah.
And like, and
it's a good.
It sucks because we know the problem with trailers, right? So we've already gotten the Avengers 3 trailer, so we know Black Panther's in it, and we also know that. Okay, spoilers. We know Bucky has a new arm. So it's a bunch of stuff.
I haven't watched any of that, but.
You didn't watch the new trailer?
Nope.
Just the one? Okay.
Nope.
So, but we know, like, obviously we know they're not going to kill
this
Black
is why
Panther.
I don't watch it. Right. You just answered the exact question. Those
I
are
know.
Two things that you wouldn't have had spoiled if you didn't watch.
Well, I know. It's the. I've read comic books my entire.
I know
the Black
but see, I'm just saying that's
the
why.
The hints
don't.
Foreshadowing.
Right.
Evident in a lot
so, like, I'm sitting there with. So Spath and I saw it, and we were just like, ah, dang it. Like, we know. That he's in Avengers. So like this
so
scene,
when he gets when Killmonger throws him off the cliff.
Yeah, he picks him
there's
up.
There's a moment where I was just like I think if you didn't know he was in the Avengers coming up,
you would have thought. Yeah.
I didn't know and I there was no way.
Know.
Not in a million
so
years
here's
that
the
I think
thing.
He was dead.
Here's
the thing. I will say the only hesitation cuz I haven't watched the trailer so I didn't know. My only hesitation is I felt like Michael B. Jordan is the biggest name in the movie.
Yep.
And I thought maybe he becomes a good guy somehow.
Yeah, he gets redemption. Somehow.
Now, a quick question I was going to say for either of you guys. You said you didn't see the trailer. Did it not show when you guys saw Star Wars? Last Jedi?
Absolutely, it did.
Yeah, it did for my theater.
I went to a screening.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And I show up.
I was going to say, man, kudos to you guys for not seeing that.
No, I show up.
Reserve seats, hyper punctuality.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, no, it's, reserve seats mean that I can show up 20 minutes
whenever.
Late and not see trailers. Yeah, that's been the great benefit.
But
but
like, knowing the comic book lore, and I was like, they could use her. Like, they were building up the sister so much that I was like, they could use her.
For this to be such a monumental movie, and he's the Black Panther that we know. To kill him off in his first movie, I just knew it wasn't going to happen. I just knew
obviously
that would have been a bit much, too.
I'm like, you knew it wasn't going to happen, but you could have at least...
I can see, but it was like, they're bringing him back.
But then he's not in it. He's gone for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
This is also Lion King. They think Simba's dead, and then he comes back and has to take the throne from Scar. It's very Lion King.
All right, so you can sprinkle some Lion King on that one, too.
There's a lot of Lion King in this movie.
Yeah, that's fine.
And that's also African culture and everything. You know what I mean? I think it's interesting how they used kind of that storyline. But anyway,
Yeah, so Killmonger
geniuses.
Yeah,
they're just like, we can just mine everything. We own.
The only thing I was like, I'm like, there's a Lion King movie coming out soon. It's weird to do a very Lion King similar story this close
to
Lion
King. That's the Favreau one, right?
Yeah,
is Favreau doing that?
Awesome.
Yeah, with Donald Glover.
Yeah,
yeah, Donald Glover is Beyonce Simba. And
So they all think he's dead.
Yeah, and so then Killmonger takes over. And he says. He gets his own Black Panther suit, which I thought was awesome because the contrast is T'Challa's is black and purple, where Killmonger's is gold and black.
Yeah.
And like,
fangs, he has the two gold fangs.
Which I thought was like a Western influence, right? Mm-hmm. Like we see that all the time with fronts where dudes have fronts with fangs on them. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right, right on.
Also at this point too, aren't, his mom and, they're like, they leave it.
Lupita Nyong'o takes the sister and the mom.
We have to go.
We gotta go.
Yeah.
They try to go to Michonne and she's just like, I don't want to be here, but
she's
I have to.
I like this about the character too, because she says, my heart is with you, but I am dedicated to the throne.
Yeah, I'm committed
and
to
no
here.
Matter who sits on the throne,
I must adhere to it.
I really like that, because like, she doesn't want to, but she also is not a traitor.
She's duty born.
He is part of the bloodline.
Mm-hmm.
He challenged.
She made a deal.
Yeah, and so that's what I get it emotionally from the sister and mom, but I'm also like, that's how it works in your culture. He challenged. He had a right to it. He won. He is king. And so, you know, I like how she stood up to it. And she's like, even though I don't want to, it's like,
I don't have a choice.
Yeah.
So this is where Killmonger has his Lion King moment. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting how, obviously, if you're of the bloodline, so when T'Challa goes into the sleep and sees his dad, he sees all of the Black Panthers before him.
Yeah.
Forest Panthers. I thought it was so cool the way the dad came down from being a panther.
I think that was cool too.
He sees three panthers in a tree, so you know those are the old Black Panthers.
Right. But then that's a big thing from the comics is the king of Wakanda will always go to the land of the dead and counsel with the Black Panthers
of the
past and be like, look, man, like what am I doing? Like I need help.
Yeah.
So that's a thing that has always been prevalent. So it was cool.
It was
to see
cool
that.
The way they did it. Yeah. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. He was a panther, jumps down.
Yeah. So when Michael B. Jordan goes, he goes back to the apartment.
Yeah, I thought it was cool. And you see the weird astral whatever outside the windows. But he's in the apartment. I'm like, that's neat. And he goes back and forth between being a kid back in that moment.
Right.
And
he's wearing the same outfit. Yeah. He's got his dad's necklace. He's reading the book of Wakandan lore. Mm. So, and I thought this was a gut punch of a scene too, where like you can tell that. There's a moment where you think that Sterling K. Brown is like, God, what have I done? Like, I've turned you into this. But then he flips it and he was just like, yeah, look at what I made. Like, this is you. You're going to do this.
Yeah.
And it was just like.
Because at first, doesn't he say something along the lines of like no tears for me?
Or yeah, something like, right, yeah. Right, right. And it was just like, ooh, that sucks.
And you also have to realize, like we talked about earlier, the point that that Michael B. Jordan is making is like, you're keeping all this technology for yourself. And he says something like 90% of the world or whatever. The line's great. I obviously don't do it justice, but like 90% of these people that are out there look like us, but they don't have the resources we do.
Yeah,
they look like us and we're not doing anything about it.
There's a line about the first people, and I cannot remember, like, aren't
during that scene.
Yeah. Or maybe it's like it's went back with the council, where he goes with the council in front of the council for the first time, where he kind of says like, we are the first, like we're the first people.
Yeah.
Like, we were here first.
I know what you're talking about. And I can't think of that line.
But it was another like, yep. Like that's a thing.
Those are
that's
all,
absolutely,
yeah. I mean, that's,
it's a thing that you can prove it. Like you can look back at.
Right. So those are all the Ryan Coogler statements that he's making that again, go very well with this story.
Yeah.
But he's also making, it's a very poignant
point
to make. So he basically, Killmonger says, I'm going to arm people and we're going to,
well,
take
he's
back
like,
what's
they
ours
have, and... they have these, what's called the war dogs. Mm-hmm. And there are sleeper agents all over the world that are just kind of out there.
Yep.
And they're, you know,
he says,
we're going to arm them and we're going to destroy, we're going to take down every government and we're going to,
there's some resistance,
we're gonna
but most
this,
of the people are,
we're gonna, and anybody that opposes me or opposes this, we're going to take them out basically. So when Michael B. Jordan goes to sees his dad, he knows that the only way there can be another Black Panther is through these little flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just like,
oh, yeah.
Burn them. burn them all. Yeah. And they were just like,
this is one of my favorite shots in the movie. The back shot where it's in flames. It's such a cool shot.
Where like the gal's just kind of like, if we burn these, there's not going to be
any. He picks her up by the throat too.
Now,
right?
I was going to say, correct me if I'm wrong, but that's like one of the few, if not only, scenes where it's like violent,
female violence.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
true. Yeah,
absolutely.
I don't
know. It is. I mean, we get some later when like the armies are fighting the guard, but I mean, that's, it's so grand, like it's right. so big, it's kind of like that's expected.
Right.
This was, he put his hands on a woman,
right,
and like choked her out.
He's a bad guy, and there's a lot of female ass kicking to men, so I think it way balances.
Yeah.
It
oh, no, yeah, for yeah. sure,
it's
for
never
sure.
right, but he it's is a super right. bad villain.
Yeah.
Well,
I just mean, as far as, you know, like that yeah. line drawn between
oh, sure.
character, you know, and
sure.
all that kind of thing.
Right.
At first, if you had any kind of not
oh,
remorse,
if you're questioning,
you know,
this,
yeah. yeah, but then after it's like, oh, yeah. okay.
What do you say about if you thought this guy was going to get a redemption storyline.
Yeah.
You're like,
yeah,
probably not.
It's like
a thing.
The guys in Den of Thieves where it's like, well, once you kill a cop, there's
right.
really no coming back.
Back
you're not really
that.
The good guy anymore.
Yeah, no, you're
right.
not redeemed after that. That
you're
says
not Robin
the cop.
Hood. That's what I'm saying. I'm just putting it out there.
I mean, to be humane.
Right.
You know,
thank you.
Just saying.
So the Lupita Nyong'o, Angela Bassett, and Chiri all go to, they're like, we've only got one shot at this.
Oh, and Martin Freeman.
That's right. Yeah,
yeah,
they bring Martin Freeman with them.
Because Angela Bassett's kind of a bit
who
like...
Who is that?
Yeah, this colonizer. What is yeah. he doing? That's like the key word. And also another line from that. I remember all the comic stuff, of course.
That's good.
Is when he is like repaired, when she fixes his spinal cord, and like he kind of gets up. She's doing some stuff in the background, but he gets up and he's like, oh my God, how'd you fix me? And she's like, don't scare me like that, colonizer.
Yeah, that's like, a big laugh. Yeah. Yeah.
She steals every scene she's in.
Yeah,
like,
she's
really good.
So they go to
M'Baku, and they're just like, look, you are like, you know, he is a threat to our world. Like, he's going to tear down the dome that surrounds Wakanda. They're going to find out about us. They're going to come here. They're going to take all of our stuff. And he was just like, I don't care. Like, now, like, what?
Like, after all this time, now you come to me for help?
He's like, you are the first people that have ever
to recognize
came here.
To recognize, yeah, right
no
in,
one
in
no
generations
ever
no nobody's
there,
ever
yeah.
come there to talk to him, and she's just like, and she has one flower, like Lupita Nyong'o had stolen.
She took one
right before they burned it.
Yeah.
And
I kept
just
thinking of what's the future of the Black Panthers. Like, that's crazy that those are all burned. Hopefully
I'm sure they'll figure something out.
I yeah. know, but it's like they're all gone.
So if
he deflowered them,
he did, that's true. In comic book lore, what they could do is just, I'm sure they'll be like, Tony Stark is just like, give me a drop of your blood, okay, I'll synthesize whatever's in your blood.
Or Doctor Strange is like, whoop, here's
so,
a bunch of powers.
So here's the thing, yeah. How long till we get those two in a scene together?
Yeah.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, can we get Sherlock and Holmes like in a scene, or Sherlock and Watson in a
right.
scene together? It's
yeah.
going to happen.
I'm sure we're
going to
see a lot of people
yeah.
coming up here soon.
Right.
Or you have two Sherlocks.
That's
Watson.
True.
Yeah, I thought Benedict Cumberbatch when you said that.
Oh,
and then I'm
you
like,
know what's
yeah.
hilarious?
You're thinking Downey Jr.
Do you know what's hilarious is that the rumor is that Jude Law is going to be Captain Marvel, like the male version of Captain Marvel.
Really?
Yeah, which is makes sense. Like, there is a dude version of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then we'll have both Sherlocks and both Watsons in this universe.
Is Jude Law going to be Shazam?
No, it's Zach Levi.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
it's
there you go.
Yeah.
So the cool thing is that M'Baku just looks at her when she offers the heart.
I wish I could remember the vegetarian line.
Martin Freeman's trying to talk.
He's trying
to
say something. He's like, if you say one more word, I will feed you to my children.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's
that's
like,
what
oh, just kidding. We're vegetarian.
Yeah. 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 So, I love that line.
Yeah.
So she's going to give him the flower.
And he just like, come with me.
And this is where we find he's got T'Challa on ice.
Surprise.
Yeah, which was fine.
Captain
like,
America.
But it's all, yeah, he did yeah. Captain America.
Yeah.
Where he's just like, if she's like, why is he on ice? He's like, look, man, it's the only thing
if we take
him
out of here, yeah, he'll be right. dead
so
in like 20 seconds.
They feed him the flower, and this is where we get a moment of crisis where he's T'Chaka. He goes back to the Serengeti, basically.
Oh, yeah, and yeah.
And he's just like, what the are you doing? Like, why did you do that? Why did you leave him behind? He
he's
was
like,
I had to make a choice. Yeah. And it's a choice that haunted me my entire yeah. life. And so they have a really good crisis of faith in this moment.
Oh, and Michael B. Jordan kills Zuri during this.
He does kill
fight,
Zuri.
So.
Right. Yeah. Right. 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 Where he's just like, I'm the one that killed your dad. He's like, cool. Boop. There. Now you're dead too.
Does he call him Uncle James? Is that, was that his name in the U.S. Was James? Because he goes,
maybe.
Because Zuri goes, it was me. Don't take my life. And he's like, sorry, Uncle James.
Something like that. Anyway, maybe. Yeah.
Okay.
I just remember hearing that. I'm like, James.
That makes sense. But that's what he would know
he
him
He kills
by.
Him. Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he has another gut punch of his. Like, there's a lot of really good emotional beats. Yeah.
When he comes play.
Back. Yeah. Yeah, right. And he comes back and he was just like, you know. Dun, 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 you know? And he's just like, let's do this. Like we got, so now we've got.
Oh, and Cheery snuck out his necklace.
He did. Yeah, she did. And, yeah. You know,
so he's got,
he's good to go. Yeah. So the Killmonger's deal is he's going to arm all these ships. He's going to deploy these vibranium weapons and high tech weapons to the war dogs around the world. And they're going to destroy every government. So our heroes show up, and this is where the Michonne's group turns and starts to join.
Well, so on a technicality, it depends on how you look at it, but he's like the only...
He's not the king.
When I watched it the second time, it made more sense because Zuri sets up the rules. He says the only way is to yield or to kill the other opponent. He never yielded.
That's true,
and
he's not
right here.
And he's not
dead.
That's
true. Technically, he's not the king.
The challenge isn't over.
So, you know, and that's where some of the people are like, well, you got to respect that. And that gave Michonne an out because now, you know, she wants to be with him.
She wanted to be
dedicated. And now that's the technicality. He's not... T'Challa is the king.
Yes,
right.
Technically still.
So now
he hasn't died and he hasn't yielded.
Yep.
This was the scene that was a little wonky for me. CG wasn't great in this, which is fine. Like it's the only if that's my only problem with is a little bit of a wonky CG.
It didn't bother me. What part in particular?
It just felt like when the
train's moving and
the train, and then everything felt like some of the people on the battlefield felt a little rubbery.
Really?
But I mean, like, you know, I was sitting the theater that we saw it in was small or was one of the smaller screens.
Yeah.
And that could have had something to do with it. Like just the angle of where I was sitting, which is very possible. That happens with CG sometimes.
Sure.
But you were dead center.
I was dead center. But like that, the way that theater is set up, like you were, I was kind of at like a awkward, you know what I mean? Like I was a little higher up.
But there's some pretty badass fighting, and especially with the
rhino
warriors. Yeah, when those rhinos, that was cool. So we
there's
saw,
your Lord of the Rings reference. Is that the little rhinos?
So we had earlier we see Daniel Kaluuya's character. He's feeding a rhino. So like this tribe has rhinos.
Well, I was also like, well, that's going to come into play later.
Well, I'm like, that's a huge like set piece. Like that's really cool. I mean, it's CG, but it's like really cool looking and everything.
Right.
And you didn't see armor on him the first time, but then all of a sudden, three rhinos are armored.
They're like,
they're tearing through
that's
everybody.
Cool,
So finally. T'Challa, we find out that the only way to, because they're so evenly matched between the two of them.
They both have the power of
the
Black
Panther.
They've
got the power
of
the
Black Panther.
They've got the suits. So they realize that if they go down to where the train is that collects vibranium,
they lose their,
when the vibrations go off, it disrupts the suits.
Yeah.
So like, this is our only out. So they get knocked down there and they start their fight. Cheery turns on the trains. While on the outside, like it's not an easy fight.
It's all the tribes versus the general Michonne's army.
I don't think it's all of, because it's definitely Daniel Kaluuya's
tribe. Well, you've got,
I
feel like they all
maybe,
support.
Maybe you're right.
I'm pretty sure until it's definitely Daniel Kaluuya's, but I feel like everyone is still kind of with Killmonger, and it's like they start it and then maybe some people help.
Will you look up and tell me what Blade's real name is?
What Blade's real name?
Yeah. Is it Eric Brooks or Eric Stevens?
I don't know.
That's why you have a computer.
That's what I'm doing.
Wow.
Settle down.
Jeez.
When you said
Google.
Stevens, I was just like,
Siri,
is that Blades? Like, that can't be. There's no way that both black characters
in their name
are Eric
What's
Stevens.
A good name?
Come on.
Eric
Stevens.
Eric Brooks.
Okay. All right. Good. Perfect. At least they're both named
Eric.
Are they related?
No. That's racist, Kevin.
No.
I'm out of here. Goodbye.
It was the
slams headphones on table, never comes back here.
I know, Kevin. It was so easy.
Do I look like an Eric to you, Kevin? Do I?
Here's the funny part about that, though.
People listening will understand the joke.
Is that Wesley Snipes wanted to do Black Panther, and Marvel was like, whoever
Wesley
had the
Snipes
rights
wanted to do a
wait,
new work.
This Black can, Panther?
No. Like,
oh,
before,
like a million years. Yeah.
Wesley Snipes was trying to get this movie made
yes.
for years.
Yes, he
yes.
has. But
he bought the rights or something.
He
to
was
it.
Like
he
hardcore
was,
into yeah. Black Panther, wow. and it never happened. And then he did Blade, the other Black Superhero.
Yeah, and I'm sick of people. I mean, this movie's great and everything. I loved
He's
it.
Like,
saw
you know,
twice.
The first Black superhero technically was Blade.
But it's just when people are like, finally, the first Black superhero. It's like, you can't dismiss Blade. I mean,
that was
okay.
This
movie was
this
awesome.
Is what I will say.
And it was
pre-X-Men. These movies don't exist without Blade.
This was pre-X-Men.
Yeah. Blade is 1999.
The big.
And it was, yeah. man, what a movie. Oh, yeah. dude. So my favorite thing about that.
Everybody's talking about Blade. Nobody wants to talk about Meteor Man. I'm
there's
just saying.
There's a reason yeah. we don't talk about Meteor
Someone
Man.
Someone said on... one of my friends said too. He's like, "Yo, how are you just going to forget about Meteor Man and Blank Man?
Blank Man.
How
yes,
you going to forget about David Wayne?
I was just about to say David Mintz. That's exactly yeah. Blank
that's
Man.
That's funny.
Oh my god.
I saw Blade. Man. So the old Union Station Theater would never card anybody, and we were too young to like. People were carding us.
Was that R?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that was a hard R.
That okay. first scene even is like they're blood
covered
everywhere.
In well,
blood.
I saw that at a way young, too young age. Not in the theaters, but like
that was 99.
Yeah. So
how
I
old
was
were you in 99?
16.
I was 9.
Okay.
Yeah. You're but I mean, I saw it like when I was 11 or like
oh,
a few years
so
after.
We,
yeah.
I knew I wanted, I had seen this movie
you were
already.
9?
Yes.
I was 29.
I'll right. show myself out.
Right. Remember a minute ago when you pretended
it's getting, it's getting late.
Remember a minute ago when you pretended to storm out? Yeah, why don't you roll
yeah,
up?
Go ahead and do that. Yeah. Yeah.
I saw that in the theater with, you know, three of my buddies, right? Mm-hmm. White kids. And we go to the Union Station Theater and we're sitting in the way back and you know it's dark. We're just looking
can't
at the movie.
See,
right.
See, yeah.
All of a sudden, somebody in like the middle of the theater goes, "Who let those white boys in here?"
Wow.
And I was just like, "Are they talking about us?"
Like, yeah.
He's like, "Yeah, who did?"
I'll show them out.
And the credits started. I was like, "We should probably go. Like, we need to get." And this was back in 99, so that theater wasn't the greatest theater
of
in the world,
theaters,
you, know?
Yeah, you know.
So my buddy was just like, "Where did you take us?" I was like, "I thought I don't know."
Plus, they just watched a movie about Blade killing some
yeah,
white guys,
killing some
so.
White dudes.
Yeah.
That is
like, out of here.
Whoops.
It's like a Fast and Furious movie. You want a street race after you see the movie. Blade. I mean,
we're not all vampires.
Yeah, sure. Like, it's not how.
It's not my fault that my skin is translucent.
Note to self: never take Kevin to see Schindler's List.
Ooh. So a massive fight ensues. There's a like the fight between Killmonger and Panther. Like, there's not a lot to the fight physicality wise, but there's so many good lines of dialogue between the two where Michael B. Jordan's like, "Man, you grew up in here. Like, you don't even know. Like, you grew up sheltered and this perfect little life. I was on the streets of Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't even understand what the suffering and like the
what I had to go
what
through.
I had to go through to
like,
get
this was
here.
Given to you.
Right. This is all like, and it's selfish of you to keep it bottled up in here. Like, you could be doing so much more out there in the world." He's like, "And if you won't do it, I'll do it for you, and we'll do it my way." And then the train goes by, and in the last possible second, Panther stabs him in the chest. And
doesn't he throw something up in the air or something?
I don't know. Yeah, like a sword or something. And the only reason why I remember this is because in 3D, that was the most. That was the most like, "Hey, let me grab this for you."
Oh yeah,
oh yeah.
They're fighting. Like,
don't sharp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ow.
But it's like, I just remember it goes like over the train or something way up in the air and it was cool. It just looked kind of cool visually.
That's right. And then he grabs it.
He gets
it. And
yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah. He does. Does he kind of like do a backhand or something?
He does.
In his stomach.
It's kind
it's
of
like
the.
A,
so in the scene in Winter Soldier, where like the. Which is one of the. Like, I'm.
Winter
Soldier is still, in my
for
opinion, the
action
best.
Action fight choreography.
Not
Winter
even
Soldier.
That. Like, it's. You get that, but you also get this awesome espionage story,
right.
You know, like that's still the best.
Captain
America's still the best one.
Right.
Yeah.
You get a good little fight scene where, like, I think they're fighting over a knife, and like I think the Bucky drops the knife and grabs it with the other hand, and you know, so it's kind of like that.
It's like a quick
reaction.
Almost like catching a lightsaber and then lighting it.
Kind of. Yeah. Yeah, sure. Why not? We talked enough about that movie.
Oh, Ray. Oh, Ray.
That we did.
So. He in T'Challa's defense, like, he picks him up. He's like, I'm not going to leave you down here. Like, yeah, they go
well,
up.
That's cool.
Because
he
says, he yeah. says, like, his dad says, you don't, like, you haven't seen a sunrise until you've seen it.
It's over, a nice
over,
moment.
Over Wakanda.
It sucks that he has to die.
That's,
but, like,
that's
the
only
when
thing that
line
sucks.
Comes in. Yeah. And
right.
He's like, you know,
this
he
is
gets the last
he's like,
word.
I can, he's like, we can take you. We can save you. And he was like, man, I don't want to be saved. Yeah. Like, this is. Like the people that fell off the ship, jumped off the ships
because they were
rather,
in bondage. I think is what he says.
It's right, like he's like, yeah. I would rather die than live in chains.
Yeah,
and then he slumps over, and I was like, damn.
Yeah, like it was much better. Than, like I know it's a totally different movie, but I was thinking like, I'm not going back in cuffs. I didn't bring my cuffs.
Yeah, it's a way worse movie. You're
yeah,
right.
I know. But the, I'm like this. Right, yeah, I'm like, this is a really nice moment, and those lines are good. Like,
he Coogler, like he's able to hit you with so much power and passion in five lines of dialogue. Like,
I just
so good
that it didn't feel heavy-handed. Nothing about this movie, like,
you know,
all
I
went
think
with the
I
story.
Think it would feel heavy-handed if there had been a white guy as well, like you know what I mean, like, because you've got these black dudes that are just killing it in this movie, and you in the climate we are, we see people struggling all the time, and to right. hear those words coming from somebody in the climate we are, it's just like, yeah, man. I
right,
get
the
it.
Words wouldn't have meant anything coming from a white guy for
no,
sure. Like
absolutely.
that would be completely
or I mean,
out of
I mean,
place.
Like
I want a refund.
Yeah. If somebody says that to Tony Stark, like yeah. for whatever reason, like that wouldn't resonate.
Yeah. It's like, sir, we'll refund your money as soon as the theater is done burning.
Yeah. We need to collect our insurance money first, yeah. and then we will refund you your money.
Well, kind of like on a bit of the same topic though, but of refunds and all that kind of jazz. Have the rest of you guys been hearing about other outages in theaters?
No.
I thought I heard like a
I
few
saw,
theaters.
I
like
saw,
my sister saw it, I think, yesterday, and she said something like she got 6 free tickets because like the movie went out like almost 20 minutes in or something like that. But then it came back.
I saw Kevin Johnson post about he was at a screening.
Yeah,
and,
I did see that.
It stopped, but that's
the
only thing
I
I've
went,
seen.
Well, the night I went, it was rainy. It was like Thursday. I mean, it was fine for me, but like I was wondering if anybody else did. Mm-hmm. I thought it was weird.
The only thing I've seen was I think the same post you saw from Kevin Johnson. But and then there was the story about people posting.
Oh yeah, the stories of like they're getting beat up.
Oh, the fake
during,
stories.
The
yeah.
fake
yeah.
stories about people about white people this. Getting beat up at Black Panther.
I just
movie,
don't like
showings.
One of the things that I've said that I love about comics is they can bring people together, and I think. Like, it pisses me off to no end that these dumb white motherfuckers are just like are trying to ruin this.
Right.
Yeah. You know, like,
I mean, in my theater, when I went, like, I went with my white friend Hannah and my other black friend Chan. Like, you know, there was such diversity where we went. You know what I mean?
It's right.
like
oh, this in is our a- theater, too. It's great. I mean, it is cool to see people brought together. Like, this movie is making so much money because there is no one it doesn't target. Like,
yes.
kids want to see it. Men, women, the split was like, you know, almost 50-50 men and women.
I'm really curious on like, what do you call it?
All the
like,
demographics?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I only had the male-female, but it was very neck and neck. It was like 54%.
It's
men.
Probably not four quadrant, but I bet it's three.
It has to be three. At the very least.
Because older, probably.
Yeah, I don't think the older crowd. Yeah. That would be your older
quadrant.
But
you make up for it, I think, with the racial, you know.
Yeah.
It's just like, you're going to get.
I mean, comic books are pretty white things.
It's like you were saying, as far as, I mean, you got the Marvel end, you have, you know, like, you know, black people, and then also
you've
just,
got,
you know, kids. And it's a really good mix.
It's awesome. But like I said, because one of the things that I've always loved about Spider-Man is like my second all-time favorite hero.
Mm-hmm.
Because you put the mask on. It can be
anybody
underneath that mask. The Black Panther, again, it could be anybody, but black kids.
Listen to the name.
Right. That's what
right.
I'm saying.
Black.
And I honestly
Panther.
Think Sony has the right idea in doing that Miles Morales movie, because then you're going to have a black Spider-Man.
Is that the one with the weird animation?
I don't know if it. I'm looking forward to it because I think Miles Morales is a killer character.
Yeah.
And I'm interested to see what that's going to look like. Like, I don't know what that movie's going to look like.
I hope it looks cool when it's done, because it's just so weird.
It was a little choppy.
Stop motion, claymation, CGI.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, what?
But I mean, like, that needs a superhero.
Yeah.
Or needs somebody that kids can believe in that isn't Batman or Superman or white dudes.
Or just the traditional, sense of what a, like, superhero has been
right.
in the past. I don't know how long Marvel has been around. DC.
75.
Yeah, all these years. You know
that's
what I mean?
What?
When they say Marvel's been around 75 years,
what do you mean?
Well, because they're counting Captain America, but they didn't own Captain America then.
They
bought Captain America later.
No, they
so like they weren't made. They Marvel started with like Fantastic Four,
yes.
and Spider-Man,
and 64 is like the
right. So yeah. that's not 75 years when you backdate it to
I
Captain America.
Saying. That's yeah. any company that acquires a company has been even around
though,
for
I mean,
200
DC,
years.
DC,
I mean, that's
though,
just how it
like,
works.
DC's not like that. DC's legit. Like they
DC's
were,
yeah, DC's legit.
1938.
Oh, I'm not saying that. I'm saying yeah. any company that acquires another company adds that company to their.
I see what you're
when
saying.
When they've started, that's what any business.
No,
does.
I don't think so. I mean, if Coke bought RC Cola, they wouldn't. You know what I mean? Like
backdate
they, or if RC Cola bought Coke, and if they and
that would be a hell of a move.
It would be.
But you know, all of a sudden, RC Cola is making yeah. more money than I had any idea.
Well, it happens a lot where a company acquires one, and then their history becomes
it
a little
becomes
longer.
That
like
history
that's
as well.
That's just to make it sound
also,
better.
Also,
yeah.
I don't know if we talked about. Of course, Stan Lee makes an appearance.
Good
in
one.
The, in the
I
casino.
Like this one. Yeah, yeah.
I'm
I
just
like gonna
keep these safe over here.
Got a good laugh. Like,
yeah.
I,
oh yeah.
I enjoyed
always.
It. Yeah.
It's such a cool movie, and like I just want to know on a personal level for you to see a black superhero with and this much money behind the movie and everything. Like, how does it make you feel personally?
Oh, it makes me feel great. Yeah, I mean it's beautiful. Like I was saying on Facebook and such, you know, with all the it's not a I haven't seen a ton of hatred or anything against it. Like mostly everybody loves it,
yeah,
but
I haven't
the people
seen any hatred.
Yeah, but I mean like the few people, you know, like I said on the Facebook group that I'm a part of who yeah. are like kind of like this is fictitious and this and this and this, and I'm like, look, if it takes a movie like this to like I was saying earlier yeah. make, you know, black people go back and check out their heritage and find out more things about themselves, and I mean just to see us represented on the big screen at all, I mean I know we have been for years, but Joe, like you were saying, someone that's not a drug dealer, yeah. not a rapper,
not a slave.
A, yeah, not a slave, yeah. you know, all that kind of yeah. that makes it even more better in the end, you know. So yeah, I'm all for this. I mean, if I like it's great. Like I was saying, I was talking to my sister and she was saying the same thing. I have two nieces that are 10 and 11. And, you know, like this is great for them to see this kind of thing on, you know, represented on the big screen. And even in like, you know, social media and stuff, like there was this one really cute video I saw of these kids in a classroom and they were like dancing because
oh, yeah,
they
got to give
yeah.
go.
And I've been seeing so much of that, too. Like
didn't
I saw
Kendrick Lamar
brought out
some serious money.
Yeah. And I think like I'm not sure.
Ryan Coogler may have, too.
Yeah. Like I thought I saw something of like a city council or something like that, that, you know, bought out some theaters.
That's
and stuff.
Cool.
And yeah, I mean,
that's the way it should be, though.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And something like, doesn't have to be quote unquote real.
True.
To
yeah.
inspire somebody.
No.
Yeah, like NASA always says, one of the best things that ever happened to them was Star Trek, right?
Yeah,
because
sure.
interest in space,
because it, kids developed an interest in space, and then a certain percentage of those kids were like, "I want to know how real space
works. Right?
And then they were
it
off the race.
It has to start somewhere.
Yeah.
In the end,
right?
Yeah. So that's you know, how I feel about it. I feel great. About
that's
it.
Awesome. I mean, it's crazy. There's always going to be a few people like this, but it's like for people to be like, yeah, all these people are going to this, but it's fake. It's like, oh, I mean.
I swear, I see somebody say, oh, I'm happy that they have that African-Americans have this movie, but it's not for me. I was like, bitch, you've
how?
Yeah. Like you've sat through you've 17 of these movies. How is this not for you? Like, doesn't even that argument doesn't make any
that's,
sense.
That's a crazy
not even that, but
too.
You've experienced life on the Millennium Falcon. Yeah. I don't want to hear anything else. If that's not far from the truth.
No,
come
that's
on.
That's insane to say that a movie isn't for you
for
because
them.
Of the skin color of the
you know
actors.
What? I go to movies so I can see things that,
yeah.
aren't,
that aren't real.
Exactly.
That's what I, you know. Like,
do I want to get a little meat and vegetables every once in a while?
Sure.
That might be like, oh, Landis, I mean, how many movies have you watched with white people in them?
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying? I mean,
do
I'm
you
just,
want to take a look at my Blu-ray library?
I mean, it's
like, oh,
like,
just the one.
So, I mean, that's the exact same thing in reverse. It's like for anyone to be like, that's great they have this movie. It's not.
It's
like,
funny.
That's
like,
crazy.
I wasn't introduced to black cinema until I started working at Blockbuster. I had never seen Foxy Brown or like so
oh,
I was,
like
I
black
was,
kind of blaxploitation
yeah
films,
like
yeah,
I was introduced to
thing.
Pam Grier and Fred mm-hmm. Williamson and Jim Brown and Jim Kelly and all of those actors, and I was just like, how have I where have I been?
Yeah,
like well, how did I miss this stuff? And actually I don't like Jackie Brown, like that's the other weird part. Like
huh.
the Quentin Tarantino
well, I mean,
movie.
Quentin
like,
is,
it's,
I like him, but it's
that's,
it's,
a,
that's
a
not
movie.
A true blaxploitation.
No, it's a very
no.
strange
but
movie.
It's his love letter to the.
It yeah. is, but like if those old or Richard Roundtree, like they
yeah.
had they had all of the Shaft movies, and I was like, of course, I've always known that song.
Best slug line for a movie ever
was Shaft,
the brother man and the motherland. What a
is
great
that
Shaft?
Which one
Africa?
Is that?
Shaft goes
Shaft
to Africa.
Africa.
That's the, that was that's the movie's tagline.
Well, but I mean,
I'm
like,
not making that up. That's
I had
the movie's
never
tagline.
Seen things like that, and I was
right.
just like, yeah, dude. Like I remember sitting like Broadway was closing, and I just snatched up all that I could. And I was like, this is great. Yeah. Like, how did I miss this part of film?
And that's another thing, too. I mean, you know, it's always great for black people to, you know, get representation and also see this kind of thing depicted. But also for everybody. I mean, just to see, you know, like we were saying, even though it's not completely true to a degree, but there's aspects of it that are taken from true things, you know, and that's the thing. It would make it more. Yeah, it's just it's entertaining, and it's like actually bringing about awareness.
Yeah, I love the research they did on the culture and all the outfits and how they inspired things, the dances. Like, I just thought it was really neat to spend that much time when they didn't need to necessarily for a superhero movie, but like it legitimized.
Oh, they could have easily
so
just
much.
Junked it up with action.
Exactly.
Plot.
They didn't have to do the dance.
Well, that's
they didn't have
the other
rituals.
Thing that they, like I said, the advantage they have is there's no Tony Stark, there's no Steve Rogers, there's no Bruce Banner. Like it's T'Challa and T'Challa's movie.
It was probably a conscious decision on their part to make it
a smart thing
movie.
To do.
What I mean?
It'll be interesting to see if the new people that came to Black Panther just to see Black Panther
move on to Avengers
or even circle back around and like, oh, let me go back to these other ones.
He showed up in Civil War. I'll go check that one out. Right, you know? So I guess we should say there are two post credits. So Black Panther, you know, T'Challa wins, takes back. He sets up he realizes that Killmonger is right. Like, we can't just stay in the shadows.
Keep these resources
to ourselves. He goes back to the basketball court in Oakland, and he buys the old apartment building.
Which was condemned.
They were going to tear it down. He was like, they're not going to tear
several old apartment buildings.
Yes. He's like, I bought that one, and then I bought this one. He's like, we're not going to tear these down. Like, these are going to be monuments to my uncle's legacy, basically. And it's going to be the Wakandan... citizen center,
recreational center,
something like that. So you've got kids playing. Lupita Nyong'o is going to be in charge of it.
Yeah.
And I
long
do like
distance relationship.
Yeah, you know, he has Skype.
He can track her.
I do like where the kids are like, yeah, we could tear this down for parts
and sell it.
And
yeah,
he's
that
like,
funny,
is that yours? And he was just like, yep. And then that's kind of it. So
who is that kid? Anyone that we're supposed to know? I just know.
Some people are like, maybe that's Killmonger's son.
No, so there were two characters though. That Coogler wanted in this movie, and they couldn't get the rights to. The one was Kraven the Hunter because he plays a major part in the early Priest run. The other was a kid called the Patriot. So back in the day, Marvel did a story called Truth that is technically about the first Captain America. And the idea of this...
Have you never heard of this storyline?
No. So the idea is like, if you
I would
think,
love to see Ryan Coogler make that movie.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
If you think for one second that the U.S. government in World War II would try out a super secret formula on a white guy, you're crazy.
You're sadly mistaken.
So it's the story of the first trial of the super soldier serum and the very first Captain America. And it was a dude... I don't remember what the guy's name is, but it is a fantastic series.
Yeah.
He has a grandson who is called the Patriot, who is in a series called The Young Avengers.
I know who you're talking about.
There was talk that this kid was supposed to be the Patriot, that character.
Why wouldn't he be able to get the rights?
So they couldn't get the rights to Kraven.
Like, Kraven makes sense because he's Spider-Man.
Right.
But I don't know. Maybe they just thought it would be like they didn't have enough time to for the like that's a deep, deep, deep cut.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they didn't have enough time to like.
That'd be
work
great if
that
they made
in.
That movie because one, I'd like to see it. Two, I own all those issues.
I do as well. And yes, so, I'm with you.
It's like part of my 401k.
That Joe Quesada that Joe Quesada cover of him, like it's a big like linebacker looking black dude in like army fatigues, and he's got an American flag bandana, and he's got the old shield.
He has a shield. Yeah,
it's crazy good. So that was both of those characters. So that kid, I think. They were planning on being the Patriot.
Or maybe it is, and they just don't.
They do the Spider-Man thing.
They always
thing,
retcon it.
Where, like, the Peter Parker was the kid in the Iron Man mask in Iron Man 2.
Yeah.
So the first post-credit sequence is T'Challa going in front of the United Nations and saying, we're here. We're going to help. Like, we want to be a part of this. We want to be a part of you. And,
excuse me. No offense. What kind of bunch of farmers are you
to this? And you
and
just
like,
see them.
You know, whatever. Ah, then smart. The second credit sequence is the only thing that there's any connective tissue to the MCU is we see Bucky
come out of this wearing
all white. And they call him the White Wolf, which is in comic books. The White Wolf is the leader of the War Dogs. And we know that he is fighting for Wakanda or with there's that slug at the end of the Avengers trailer of Bucky and Cap and T'Challa and the Hulk and Falcon and Nat and the Black Widow running together.
You're right, yeah.
And Bucky has an arm. Like, so we know that Bucky's getting a new arm. So we assume that he's been fixed.
No, they could probably just put one of those little beads and grow him an arm with that technology.
Well, I'm assuming that it's going to be a vibranium arm.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it's going to be. And there's no star on it. If you look at the thing, they took the red star off of his.
Oh.
And then she's just like, how you doing? He was like, you know what? I'm all right. So we assume that the homecoming protocol has been taken care of in Bucky's brain and he's good to go.
They can fix anything.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. Oh, they're good.
And that's how it ends. This movie, it might be in my top five of Marvel stuff.
It was awesome. I loved it the second time. Sure. I thought it was a solid movie. Like, it kind of reminds me of, I mean, Winter Soldier is so good, but like how Winter Soldier was a good movie
it's
and
also
had Captain America in it.
Movie.
Like, this was a solid story and solid acting, great actors in this movie. I mean, obviously it's superhero, but still it was a really solid, well-made film.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There it is.
Cool.
No, that's it. Okay. I'm looking at the time. I was like,
I know. Okay, well, I guess that's it for this one. We will go around the table, and everyone can say where to find them.
I'm Orlandez. You can find me on Twitter at RetroVinylKid.
This is Joe. You can also follow me on the Twitter at JoeyButts, BUTTS21.
This is Kevin. Follow me on Twitter at KevinRBracket.
And this is Tom. You can follow me on Twitter at RogerKubert or on Facebook at Facebook.com/TomO'Keefe. Don't forget, if you want to continue the conversation online, you can find us on Twitter at Real Spoilers or on Facebook at Facebook.com/Real Spoilers. While you're there, join the League of Show Sharers and you can chime in with your thoughts.
Yeah, I want to hear them.
Yeah, we absolutely want to hear them. So we love to get the feedback and have the conversation. So that's it for this episode. Thanks for tuning in. And until next time, Marvin uses the last of his powers to save Ellington. It's always ready to take a life again. You know I'll ride again. It's all the same. Tell me who's gonna save me from myself.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.